every Thursday at 5. It's Ask the AD with Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Apsche. Today we present it to you. Kurt's via the phone, and we are via the tailgate, Sports Bar and Grill, right at the entrance to Boise State, right off of Capitol, across from Pizza Hut, the entrance to Ann Morrison Park. You will find the tailgate, Sports Bar and Grill, a nice crowd of people here have assembled. Come on by. The Falcons and Dolphins will be playing at 6 o'clock. Jay Ajayi will be getting extensive playing time. But joining us now is Boise State's Athletic Director, Kurt Apsche. Kurt, welcome aboard. And I know we're getting very close, not only to the opener, Kurt, we're all going to go down to Louisiana and check that out, but the home opener, which leads us to the question about how those ticket sales are producing so far. You brought in a new group of people to help sell tickets. How has that paid off so close to kickoff?
Well, it's been great so far. They've sold quite a few new tickets. You know, as you guys know, we go through attrition every year, so we usually lose 8 to 10% of our ticket holders on an annual basis for many, many different reasons. But those three guys with IMG Ticket, Learfield Solutions, have done a great job. I think it's been really good to see them integrate with our staff and our coaches. They're at all of our special events, and, you know, they spend their days cold calling on the phone, talking to people who have had tickets in the past, or maybe some people that, you know, decided not to renew, and they've reached out to all those people and brought some back in and actually added to the fold some new ticket holders. So they've done a great job so far.
So, Kurt, you know, I've been in this game quite a bit in terms of working with group sales efforts and ticket marketing people. Yeah. You look back at Boise State, that's not something they've had. It's not been a external sales effort. And I think ever since, probably somewhere in the early 90s, really around here, the Hawks were doing it and the Steelheads came in. You look at it now that you have these people out doing that kind of work. What could have been had this started a while ago?
You know, there was certainly some reluctance on our part up until now. And when I got here a year ago, I sat down with the people in the ticket office and our staff and Dusty Clements, who is our senior associate who oversees all that. And, you know, we get into the ticket processing business so much in that office that we just don't have the people or the time to be able to do what these guys are doing. And, you know, what the heck, you got to try it. And, you know, if nothing else, I think what's also been great about it is even if they're on the phone talking to somebody about buying a ticket and they don't, you know, we still have that touch point and we still have that conversation with those people to talk about Bronco football or basketball or whatever it is they're selling. And so overall for us so far, I think it's been great. And, you know, they're going to also, once football season starts, they'll still continue to push group sales and individual ticket sales for football, but then they'll start also reaching out and trying to sell some more basketball tickets. So it's been terrific so far. Those guys, like I said earlier, have really integrated well within our staff. They've been accepted, and they've just done a terrific job so far.
Cason Prater live from the Tailgate Sports Bar and Grill with Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Apsche. It's Ask the AD every Thursday at 5. And, Kurt, I'll ask you about this because we're sending people, and I know you are, Harmon Travel, to the GoFundMe page. We have ours at ktak.com to help those affected by all those floods in Louisiana. It's blue for the bayou. Things have really taken off since the university participated in this. And, well, what's been the response, and what were your thoughts on this?
Well, it was a no-brainer for us, Jeff, you know, when Cumulus and everyone reached out to us and said, you know, can you help us promote this and get Bronco Nation involved in it? I had a very, very brief conversation with Dr. Custer to make sure that, you know, he was comfortable with it. And, I mean, his first comment was, what are you waiting for? So we're certainly proud to be a part of it. I haven't looked at the latest number, but where's it at, do you know?
Well, I think we're really close to $5,000, but at the time
great.
When it was out there, it was half that number.
Yeah.
And every bit helps per se. And you know, we're just one more storm away from them being right back in the national news at the top story.
Yeah, and you know, it's just such a terrible deal back there. And fortunately, I've never been involved in something like that. But when you start talking about people, you know, not having places to live and people losing people that are close to them and all that kind of stuff, I mean, you're heartfelt for those people and you want to do what you can to help out. And you know, I would assume also a football game next weekend there, although some people may look at that as, you know, what the heck are you playing football for when you've got something like this going on in your state? And, you know, a lot of times that can just lift the spirits of people, and we're excited to go back there. We've talked to their athletic director, and he's ready for us to come, and it's going to be a ruckus stadium when we get back there. It's going to be a very tough game for us, and hopefully that'll, like I said, lift the spirits of that town. And you know, we're doing at least all we can from a financial standpoint here back in Boise to help them out, and so we're real honored and proud to be a part of it.
Well, I know some fans will be able to travel back there or from that area. I also know that there's probably a lot of people trying to get into the Oregon State game. Are most road game season, or excuse me, single game tickets now for sale, Kurt, and are any getting close to being sold out like that Oregon State game?
Yeah, the Oregon State game, we're just, I think, under, I'm just going to guess, I think we're just under 2,000 tickets sold for that. You know, we have an allotment. I'm not exactly sure what it is, but we've sold a lot of tickets to Oregon State. I think we've got 500 or 600 out for the Louisiana Lafayette game, and that's just what we sell. So obviously there's, as you guys know, Bronco fans on the roads that get their tickets, you know, in other places, obviously. And we'll have the blue and orange there as loud as they are, probably in the corner of the end zone, you know, making all kinds of noise. And people are excited that football's finally here, and I'm fired up, and I can't wait to see these guys get out there on September 3rd back there. And we've had a couple of really good weeks of practice, I think, and our guys are ready to go.
Well, the fans are going to get into this, Kurt. Typically, we would have had the open fall scrimmage for the fans, but that's been replaced by a big effort coming up this Saturday, the first Bronco Fan Fest. How's this going to work?
Well, it's been publicized quite a bit. I don't want to bore you with all the details, but you know, our thought behind this was really getting our fans a chance to get down close and personal with our players, and people will come out and be able to watch a practice, you know, for about an hour and 15 minutes, and then I think our plan is the last 45 minutes to an hour, we're going to let them down on the blue. We'll have guys signing autographs. We're handing out our team posters. But, you know, maybe even more importantly than just an autograph, we're going to have the Fiesta Bowl trophies down there. They're going to be able to take photos with the guys and the coaches and, you know, just get to know these kids a little bit better. And I think when you do that, it brings you a little closer to the program, and it's a special opportunity for our fans to see these guys and talk to them and get close to them. And, you know, hopefully we'll get a good crowd up there on Saturday. But it's something new. We're trying it. We've seen it done at some other places across the country, and we're excited about it. And like I said, I hope our fans take advantage of it this Saturday at noon.
Boise State Athletic Director Kurt Apsey, our guest on Ask the AD, Thursdays at 5 here on Sports Radio The Ticket. This is your FM home for Boise State football. We'll have the broadcast a week from this Saturday with Bob Beeler live from Louisiana. Really, everybody's going to want to watch this game. You guys put out a release this week. Early in the week, really sort of instructing people on exactly how to get this done. I think it was even somebody from the university side, Kurt, that communicated to fans as well just to reach out. What was that effort like, and how did you guys find out it was necessary? Were you getting a lot of calls?
Yeah, we were getting a lot of calls. You know, people upset that they couldn't watch it on TV, and then probably more so the calls came in terms of how they can actually take it from their phone or their laptop or their computer to their TV. And so we obviously did our homework and tried to come up with as many different options as we could to explain exactly how you do that, and because we want people to enjoy it. You know, at the end of the day, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of places around town, restaurant bars and those kinds of things that are going to be offering it up. So if people are just paying attention a little bit and reading what we're sending out and what the media has helped us cover in terms of how they can get the game to the TV, it won't be any different. And as long as people can figure that out, we fielded a lot of questions these last, you know, couple days. But the calls have calmed down, I think, because people are starting to figure out how they can actually get it to their TV, and I think that's been helpful. So we've sent it to all of our alums, all of our BA members, all of our ticket holders, and then obviously you guys have done a great job of helping us, you know, promote how people can do that. And so the calls have simmered, I think, because, you know, like I said, people are starting to figure out how they can do it. So I think it'll be a good opportunity for them to watch the Broncos next Saturday.
Well, Kurt, I know school's back in session, so there's a different pace around there. But next week is a game week. I imagine that's even the next level of difference in your week and how the week goes by there, because for 12 weeks after, starting with next week, things are all different down there, aren't they?
Well, without a doubt, we've got all 400 of them back on campus, and the just the grounds on campus and all the students and everybody's back. It's just a great feeling. At the fall, when all the kids come back to campus, not just the student-athletes but everybody, you can just feel the vibe. And obviously when football season's right around the corner, people start getting excited. And, you know, there's a little hop in the step of everyone on campus, and they're excited, I think, just for school to start. And fall's obviously a great time here in Boise, and we can't wait to get started. And I think our fans are eager to see what we're going to put out there, and so am I. And just excited to watch us play, so I'm really looking forward to next week.
Kurt, not only is the season opener next week, but the home openers after that, as you know. Anything special you guys have planned? I'm assuming there's also plenty, not plenty, some tickets available for that. You can get individual tickets right now. And what would be your expectations for that game? A sellout?
I would hope so. You know, Mike, this week actually is the opportunity for all of our season ticket holders to buy the individual tickets. We give them the first chance to do that. That goes through Friday. So, you know, we have our priority order with all of our members, and they get wherever they fall, they get a chance to buy the tickets. We've had a great week of selling individual tickets for that game as well as others during the season at home. And I believe it's on Monday the 29th that opens up to the public. And, you know, I expect to sell out for that game. That's a big home opener for us against a really good team. And, you know, I wouldn't miss it. If I was in Boise, I'd do whatever I had to do to get a ticket to that game, because I think it's going to be really fun. And we've got some special things going on. I'm going to save that for game day, but, you know, hopefully our fans are as excited as our team is and our staff, and we'll be geared up and ready to go, and it's going to be a heck of a game in Albertson Stadium on the 10th.